Star 94.1 highlights your everyday heroes with Janine Riley.
Your everyday hero is Donald Albright and his crew at Tenderfoot TV. They're the group that brought you the podcast Atlanta Monster and Up and Vanished, but you might not know about their latest project and how Tenderfoot is helping Atlanta protect against COVID. Last month, a vendor of theirs came to them and said, "Hey, you know, Tenderfoot, could you use a few extra masks? We'll put in an order for you. We have a connection here." But Donald and his team immediately saw how helpful this connection could be. They heard about hospitals who still didn't have enough masks, not to mention the countless groups and nonprofits directly working with at-risk people. So they decided to put in an order of 1,000 masks, about as much as they could afford, and distribute it within the community.
Anyone that we saw doing something, we wanted to support them. So if it was, workers on the front line, if it was companies like Meals on Wheels or Gateway, they help with homeless and veteran support, Jerusalem House with HIV and AIDS care. Those people who are interacting with people who are at risk on a day-to-day basis, we wanted to make sure that their staff had masks.
They also donated to small businesses like restaurants and salons and even individual people like the man who they gave masks to after seeing his post on Nextdoor. So they've been reaching out to everyone. Isn't that amazing? He says, quote, "There really isn't a specific requirement. We just want to get these in the hands of the people who really need them." So if you need a mask or if you want more information, tenderfoot.tv, you can go there and email them. They will go straight to Donald and his staff. They're always willing to help. They gave away over 1,000 and they just ordered 1,000 more. And then moving forward, Donald explains that this is no short-term solution.
Now it's less about the surgical mask and just having some mask to cover your face. Because in a lot of restaurants or even some of these local protests that are going on now, you have to have a mask in order to protest. You want to, be able to provide people who either don't have access or don't have the money to, be able to have a mask. And we're actually hoping that other people will join us or help us give away 10,000 masks instead of 1,000 masks.
And as we wrapped up, I asked Donald why helping his community meant so much to him. He told me he's lived here since 97 and said, Atlanta is home.
To see the city be impacted so severely by COVID, and we have a city that is predominantly African American, and when you look at the virus and who it's disproportionately impacting, it's the Black community. So me being a Black male and someone of prominence with a voice who has the ability to give, it's our obligation. It definitely means a lot, and I feel like I'm supporting my local Atlanta community. I'm also supporting the local Black community, local Black businesses, and really fighting the spread of COVID where it's most needed.
So Donald says he and the group at Tenderfoot are excited about the potential to help. This has opened their eyes to what else they can do, how they can utilize their voice and resources to help. And again, if you need information or if you want to reach out, if you want to help, if you need masks, go to tenderfoot.tv and reach out. And to Donald Albright and to everyone at Tenderfoot, you are our everyday heroes.
Love it. Love that story, Janine. Thank you so much. Everyday Heroes brought to you by TE Certified Electrical Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, TEcertified.com.
Janet Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.